Greetings. Welcome to This Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is the 27th of December, 2025, Saturday. This is the second program of the day. This would be part four in a series, which I began with the series Trump's Presidency Ends in 2026. And I have been in these last three programs prior to this hour, I've been discussing, as I'm trying to be as clear as I can to present to the audience what is going to occur in 2026. At the end of the last program, I had a point that this will be the year in the fall that begins what Christ refers to as tribulation, a seven-year period of hardship. It's also in the book of Daniel, the prophet Daniel. It's referred to as the 70th week, the final seven-year period before the king of Israel returns a second time to reveal himself to the Jewish people who are still alive in the present-day nation of, they'll be in Jordan. They'll be there, and Antichrist coming out of America will attempt to hunt them down. The War of Armageddon, right at that, within that framework, which would be probably be like a week. And then Christ will reveal himself to the elect of God. He will reveal that he is their Messiah. And according to Zechariah, they will all weep in place, each man, each person, weeping. The term is almost violently, like uncontrollable weeping when they see their Messiah and they have realized they had missed him 2,000 years earlier. Well, in the fall of 2026, the American president at that time will sign an agreement with the nation of Israel. It will be called, the name of the treaty will be called in the Bible, it's called the Treaty with Death and Hell. I will explain in detail on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs in more detail. You can, in the near future, you can go to either This Present Truth for the programs I'm doing presently, and then also in more detail, these prophecies that are in the Bible, and they are intricate, they are detailed, they are very, they cover everything in a very clear manner. You'll be able to catch these programs on the Olive Tree site. And for those on the Olive Tree site, I will refer, they come back to these programs. So you have quite a menu. You have quite a variety. And I will, as I feel prophecies are occurring that we're in the middle of, I will present these things because they are time sensitive. They will end now, and they will begin next fall. America is going to sign an agreement with Israel, and the tribulation will begin. A seven-year period of time of hardship. I began to explain this at the end of the last hour or the last program. I do these programs in sequence. I was reading that there would be nation against nation, famines, earthquakes in many places. And verse 8, Christ said, all these things are just the beginning of birth pains. When Israel became a nation again, the woman was, you might say, the prophecies that Christ was speaking of, they were triggered. The conception of the coming fulfillment of prophecies. And Israel had just become a nation, 1948, May the 15th. Then, right away, there would be wars. Then you had wars through the 50s, conflict with Nasser of Egypt. In the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, Israel has always been in conflict. Now, Christ said that these things would be the beginning of birth pains. So, in other words, with women that are pregnant, even initially, there's some nausea. And then as you go into the first month, there's a change, or changes that take place. And I am absolutely, totally, I am an expert at all this, because I know a lot of people that have had children. And just listening to the ladies, I thank God I'm not a woman. I don't think I could go through it. It's too tough. If you want to know tough, you're a woman that's had a baby. Now that's tough. Then eventually, Christ is saying that as time goes on, these pregnancy, there'd be more discomfort. It would escalate. Gradually, it would be bearable. You can get through it. But eventually there'd come a time where in the final days of the pregnancy before the delivery, there would be discomfort almost unbearable. And then the birth pains begin. And Christ refers to it this way. Just before the tribulation, there would be birth pains, intolerable anguish, a time of unprecedented trouble. What do you think the world is in presently? Intolerable anguish, not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow. Things happen overnight while you're sleeping. You wake up the next day, a war, another war in Africa. One day we're minding our own business, and boom, we find out that the president had to blow up a drug boat in Venezuela. Then we find out that Ukraine had sent drones in to try to kill people on the street in Russia. Then the next morning you read that Russia sent in like 500 drones and like 27 high-impact missiles, took out electric grids, power grids. Russia's trying to get Zelensky, the dictator of Ukraine, put in by the United States, trying to get him to understand, you hit me with a rock, I'll hit you with a bowling ball. But the European countries, this is exactly what Christ said, they will push for war. And they want to destroy Russia. Satan wants to destroy Russia because Russia has to get stronger because Russia is coming to war in the Middle East. And they are trying to, the European nations, they do study the Bible. Fact is, they study the Bible. They know what the Bible says. They're trying to change one jot, one tittle. This way they can destroy the plans of God, of Christ. So they know. They read the Bible. We don't. They discourage people reading the Bible. They say, and they send out their ambassadors of lies, the Bible is not a true word of God. The Bible is propaganda, but they know it's not. They're trying to stop Armageddon. They're trying to change something. If they can destroy Russia, Russia has a destiny, has a date. Russia has other nations that she has to protect in a coming war. Russia has to come with these nations to the east of the Jordan River to be punished for the anti-Semitism, centuries and thousands of years of anti-Semitism, assisting Egypt and Nasser of Egypt and all of the Arab and Islamic terrorists, funding them with finance, with weapons. God doesn't forget. And so what's happening is eventually God will punish Russia in the open for the world to see, just like he's punishing the nations surrounding Israel in the region. They come at the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will be cursed. They will die in the field, in the open field, for all to see, for everyone to see. They'll die without dignity, and many won't even be buried. Look what's happened in Gaza. And also, another prophecy that I mentioned repeatedly, it's about to come to an end, Psalm 83. It says that the men that have the authority, they're going to die and be seen internationally. These men who are the leaders of the terrorist groups, they don't die on the battlefield. They die through assassination, but the whole world views their death. They view their funerals. You can't mess with this nation, and Russia is going to be punished along with all the other nations that come with Russia. They will be punished and destroyed. There's going to be 1/6 of all that come that will remain, and it could also mean that 1/6 of the nation of Russia is going to remain intact. So there's going to be war on Russia homeland, not just in the desert. So Christ said, intolerable anguish, the time of unprecedented trouble. Now, that time comes to an end. Then he says this, verse 9, Matthew 24, verse 9, Amplified Version. Then they will hand you over to, who's they? The Christian people, the born-again people. They will hand you over to endure tribulation. Uh-oh, tribulation has come and will put you to death. Now the beginning of the martyr of some Christian people internationally and also in America. You will be hated by all the nations because of my name. The nations will hate the name of Yeshua, of Jesus, of Jesus, of Sheshu, depending on the language. They'll hate that name. Why? Because the demons hate that name. Christ came and cast demons out of people. Now the demons didn't have a body to control. They will put you to death. You'll be hated by all the nations because of my name. At that time, many will be offended and repelled by their association with me. So many Christians, like Peter, will deny Christ. Remember on the night of the Passover, Christ said, no, I don't know the man. I don't know who this guy is. No, I saw you. The lady says, I saw you with the disciples. No, that wasn't me. They will deny any association with Christ. And they will fall away. They'll fall away from the one who they should trust and will betray one another. They'll hand over believers to their persecutors. They will hate one another. The tribulation is just beginning. The hardships. And at that time, Barack Obama will be in the presidency in the United States of America. Donald Trump will have, hopefully, Donald Trump will gather those that he loves, gather what investments he has, sell his real estate, sell Mar-a-Lago, and get out of this country. Go back to his home there in Europe, his property, and just enjoy his remaining days with his wife and children. Get off this ship. Get out of this land. He's not going to be assassinated, not going to be poisoned. He's going to be, God is going to allow him to be dismissed on God's terms. And it will be honorable. And then the unhonorable or the dishonorable or the one who has no honor, according to the Bible, will resume power. He was at one time, he wasn't president. Now he'll resume as president. And there's nothing we can do. You cannot change it. God is going to use him for specific objectives, and nobody can stop him. And does he know who he is? Sometimes I think he does. Sometimes I'm not sure he does know. But he has to resume power. So the tribulation to the Christian people begins in the fall of 2026. That is for the Christian people who believe that there's going to be a rapture. Get ready. And once the rapture doesn't occur, you're going to be offended. You're going to believe that Christ has deceived you. No, the deception is on the part of the person that believes the deception. And you have the men who have pushed a doctrine that Christ's people are going to be saved from hardship and tribulation. These men, the pitchforks are for them. The pitchforks are coming out. These men are going to run and hide. These cowards will disappear. Most of them will disappear from society. There'll be a few who will come out and repent and admit they have deceived their congregations. Very few will have the integrity to actually admit they were wrong. If I'm wrong, I will come out. I will tell you I was wrong. With what I'm presenting, if you begin to prepare for what's coming and it doesn't happen, you will be the better off for it. For the Christian people that are hoarders, you hoard. You want to build barns for what you have. You're going to have to start thinking differently. This is not the time to hoard. This is the time to be sensible. What you don't need, you got to get rid of. And I'm not a hypocrite. I'm attempting to do the same what I'm counseling you to do. I am looking at what I have. Lord, what do I get rid of? What do I take? What is important? What is not important? My gosh. I'll just mention that I had a wreck in July, and I totaled out a car, and I haven't really been doing much to try to replace the vehicle. So now I've begun to a search. What should I get? What is important? Should I get a sedan that's a little bit heavier in case I have another accident? Should I get something with padded seats, something that has metal? Do I get a truck, a medium-sized truck that has some metal and I can survive another crash? I was rear-ended at the vehicle that hit me was moving at 77 miles an hour in a straight line like an arrow. And thank God I'm alive, but I'm having to what I'm presenting to you. Do I get a van? What kind of vehicle do I get? Do I get something small with a possibility that if I get hit again, I'm going to get hurt again, maybe even more severely than the last accident. What do I do? Well, there's a verse in Proverbs. There are many devices in a man's heart. There are plans, objectives, considerations. There are many desires. I want this, I want that. Our heart is like the most sticky thing in the universe. There are many devices in a man's heart, strategies, all these things. But the counsel of the Lord will stand. The counsel of the Lord will stand. So I saw an older Toyota pickup, just kind of what I wanted. Enough metal to get me by, good condition, great vehicles. I texted, said I'm interested in the vehicle. Overnight I'm praying, the Lord told me no. So he sees what I don't see. I could have just gone and talked to the lady or whoever and just taken possession. But I don't know. If the Lord said no, I don't need to know why. It's just that I thought, well, okay, Lord, if you say no. So I'm still looking. Now, with all of what I have that I need to get rid of, now that's a miracle. That's going to be a miracle for God to speak to me on what is not important. What is important, what isn't important. Wisdom would say, if hardship is coming, you want to have less cares of this life so you have more time to consider what is important, to pray over everything that is important, your future, every day, every week, every month, every season. Now, I know many in the audience, you're not believers. I'm just telling you how I think, how even the Christian people should think. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm saying that with what I see coming, I'm having to really consider what is important, what is not important. The tribulation, a hardship is coming. And the one that's going to trigger that hardship is going to be the coming president of this country. And once it happens, we have 7 years left. Each year will be 360 days. Each month will have 30 days. You have to figure everything you do on Israeli Jerusalem time. Not New York time, not LA time, not Hawaii time, not London time. Every day begins with the sunset in Jerusalem, and the new day begins at sunset in Jerusalem. 30 days per month. 1,260 days for each year. That's how we calculate. We go by not the calculation of the new time, there's new times coming. They're going to change time. We go by what happens in Jerusalem. So, okay, this is coming in 2026. The 2026 elections, there won't be elections in 2026. The election season is what, November? We will have just come out of the Great Russian War. The Great Russian War will have taken place. And there will be other conflicts. But at that point, because for the sake of national security, there's not going to have to be. The rules are going to change before, right at the time that the Russian War takes place. There's going to be a suspension, I believe, of elections because of, for the sake of national security, there'll be a suspension. The new regime I don't think there will even be elections for governors of the states, city governments, county, state. I don't think there will even be that. I think everything will be via appointment. We may go from 50 states to 10 regions, and each region will have an appointee to oversee that region. Jared Polis will never be president of this country. And anybody, J.D. Vance, will not be president. Gavin Newsom, he better forget his aspirations for more political office. The coming administration, the individual that heads up everything, will pretty much have an idea of who might run each of these 10 regions. There's been talk of this for 30 years that eventually Region 12 or Region 8, Region 6, Region 2, Region 1, Region 10, and these regions, there will be appointees for the region, and they will be loyal to the president. They will be handpicked. There won't be the age of female dominance in certain areas is going to come to an end. This individual will appoint mainly male figures to positions of power and authority. There will be, with the women's liberals screaming for women's rights, forget it. I'm just telling the ladies right now, there'll be no women's lib. Everybody that should he appoint women to positions, they will not care about the rights of women. I promise you. Their duty and their, all they will be not concerned about, but they will be obedient to carry out the duties that they've been assigned to please the president, the final president. So I don't think there are going to be 2028 election. There'll never be another election for president of the good old U.S. of A. There are two countries in America on this continent. There's the America of the good people of the land. Then there are the ones who are the corrupt rulers of the land that run, that direct all the agencies of the land of this country. Two Americas, those and these, them and us. There are two Americas, and they will control we, the people. Okay, and the nations internationally, because of the new security policies, the nations that aren't going to yield, agree to work with us and the new policies, guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to be bombed into oblivion using the modern technology, weather warfare, etc. There are plans that are already being written for those onshore, meaning us. I believe they already exist. And plans for the nations offshore that laws and rules and regulations that they have to follow. You might say it's going to be a world constitution. world constitution, one world constitution. But there's hope, because already there exists an alternate or an alternative to the plans of Klaus Schwab, an economic plan, a digital currency plan that almost came to pass, but it didn't come to pass because of Vladimir Putin. So we have to thank Vladimir. After the Russian war occurs, I'm wondering if Vladimir will be imprisoned. I don't know if he's alive. And who is going to become the new president of Russia is probably going to be appointed by outside the country individuals. Russia is going to be in shambles. It'll take 1,000 years for Russia to recover. Some of the nations at Armageddon, they will never recover. They will be basically no rulers and just the people running the societies. But even after the Russian war, the devil worshippers of the world are going to unite, especially in the U.S. Islamic forces, the Chinese communists, the out of South America. There's going to be a free for all. People, when a government falls, there's going to be internal conflict to try to find individuals that will take over control of these nations, like, to say, Ecuador. There'll be, I believe there's going to be a lot of strife in Ecuador, Peru. Somebody gets assassinated, there's going to be a fight within to replace that individual. Everybody wants to rule the world. Excuse me. And there's not going to be a need for the Constitution. There's going to be a whole new Constitution rewritten onshore and offshore. This Constitution will further the plans of continuity of government. The plans that no matter what happens in this country, there will be protections to protect this country from anything coming in. The biggest threat to this country has been Donald J. Trump. He has been the threat. He has been the only one of the presidents, beginning from Carter, the only individual who has not furthered the agendas of the elite New World Order, Illuminati, Jesuit, secret society, organizations, Skull and Bones, Round Table, occult, Pilgrim Society out of the city of London. There's one I want to remember, the Freemasons, and also there's another one out of Europe. I can't think of the name of it. They're all tied together. They all work together. They cannot allow Donald Trump to stay in power. The people of this country will not, once Trump is removed and the people realize what's happened and the change that is coming, it will be too late. Donald Trump, I referred to Donald Trump in years past being the eye of a hurricane. And fortunately, this eye was removed, and somehow the hurricane reversed, and Trump is in once again. And he has brought in some stability, regardless of the protest against some of his policies, he has still been the eye of a hurricane. But once he's removed the hurricane, according to the Bible, there will be, that hurricane will intensify to the time of the destruction of the United States of America. Soon after, all the armies of the world are headed to Armageddon. America is going to be long gone by about a month. And there was a point I'm trying to retrieve. What was it? So with this new hurricane season coming, eventually the administration, new administration, all wealth is going to be, you might say, like a vacuum, is going to be drawn out of the people of the society. All of the wealth, everything, positions, possessions that people have accumulated as far as financial, is going to be the great sucking sound, like Ross Perot said. I see, and I know there's a great sucking sound coming to the U.S. All the labor of the people that have made this country what it is going into the government banks, the digital coming bank. A great sucking sound. And there's not going to be any hope. The nations that won't go along with the coming administration, I've read to you before out of Jeremiah 51, that the United States, God says, will eventually, he will use the United States as a great sledgehammer, a great wrecking ball, a devastating force to all the nations of the world. The nations that won't, adapt to our coming policies, they're going to be a target of the new war machine. It won't be bullets and bombs. It will be technology. It will be hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, typhoons. It will be fire coming out of the sky hotter than the sun, laser, tracking from the air, hunting down every leader of the countries that refuse to adapt to the new plan. But there's going to be, like I was starting to say, there's going to be another monetary system in the world. There'll be the system of the coming Antichrist, and there'll be the new system of the nations. The nations will trade with each other. They won't necessarily have to trade with the United States. They will. They'll trade with each other currency to currency, and they will no longer use the mechanism of the Rockefellers, the petrodollar. That system is over. What has been shaken with Trump in office, what has been shaken, and what has happened with the BRICS countries bringing and adopting these new policies, economic policies using their own currencies, this has developed into a separate economy, a separate system of trade, of commerce, completely different. It can't be touched. The coming powers of the country, this country, cannot touch it. They won't have a way to interfere with it. The nations will be able to trade. The people will have access to what they need to exist. It'll be difficult, but still, they'll be able to make it. So, then I wanted to talk about let's talk about the environmental movement. Better kiss that goodbye. Because when the wars begin, they're going to use biological weapons. They're going to use weapons that are carcinogenic. They're going to destroy forests, rivers, water, oceans, kill the ocean life, river, what's in the rivers. And environmentalists are going to want to scream about all of the injustice. Guess what? There will be no environmental movement. There will be no environmental agencies. There will be no need for them. Try to save that snail in the rivers in California? No. They can try. If they can't save their fellow man, they're not going to save the snail. The world is going to be turned into a wasteland. They're not going to have any human right advocates. Oh, we're doing this and the military did that and no, there's not going to be any advocates, human rights advocates. So let's say that in this country, there's racial discrimination against one group or another. Well, there's not going to be any, these laws will be used to put people in jail. And then if they're put in jail, unjustly, it won't matter. There's not going to be anybody there to try to defend them. There's not going to be any rights to have an attorney present when you're being interrogated. Kiss it all goodbye. This is what Christ said is coming to the world, to America. There's not going to be justice. Then, human rights, you're going to have protests against this coming government? You get on the street and protest what this new government's going to do, they'll send a harp, a weapon that can cook you alive while you stand, and all that's going to be left are the clothes in your shoes. They don't need to use bullets. They'll just fry you. There's not going to be any protests. You're not going to protest what's coming. The world is changed. It's changed. You're going to be guilty. You know, right now, you're innocent until proven guilty. No. Then you're going to be guilty. And there'll be no way to prove your innocence. You know, you talk about a brave new world. This is a brave, satanic new world. I have told this audience in the past. The children of the devil, the devil worshipers, the Satanists, 1999, I don't know who their witch warlock was in a lab coat, they came out and made the statement that the coming century, the century in which we live presently, is going to be a satanic century. I'm quoting what the children of the devil said. You look at the rise in witchcraft since this century began. Watch what happens at the Super Bowl, at the basketball playoffs. You see what's on stage. If people can't see the witchcraft, they just don't know the power of the witchcraft. They don't know the evil of the witchcraft until they become a victim. A satanic century. That's what they stated. And if you read the book of Revelation, you look at what the Bible says about witchcraft, demons, hordes of demons being unleashed on the earth, spiritual forces out of underneath the earth's surface, the demonic wars that will take place in heaven with Satan and his angels fighting against Christ and his angels. This is what's coming in 2026. You're going to see witchcraft, which is like being used right now against Donald Trump. You don't have to believe me, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Doesn't mean that what I'm saying and what I see isn't true. As a servant of Christ himself, having to deal with people that have had demonic possession, demonic influences on their lives, having to break the power of the demons killing people, and watching, I didn't know I would end up going this direction, but it's pretty evident to me. That's why I can tell you, you read the book of Revelation. You look at the power of the other side. You read what it says to the seven churches. To the second church, Smyrna, there's going to be all kinds of martyrdom, murder of the Christian people in the first, second century. To the first church, the Ephesians, they were still somewhat pure. But even they were deceived. And the Spirit says to them that they left their first love. They loved to work so much that they enjoyed the work more than they loved Christ himself. The third church, they wed themselves to the world, to the things of Satan. The fourth church, Thyatira, the Catholic Church, you can read in that to the fourth church, the dark things, the idol worship, and the dark things of the devil. So all the deception of Satan on all the churches. Then to the last church, Laodicea, it says that they're lukewarm. They're kind of involved with God, but they're kind of more involved with the things of the world, with their wealth, with their education, with their employment. They're lukewarm. And they're not hot. They're not cold. They're not pleasing to Christ. What you do with lukewarm water, you just, you spit it out. You vomit it out. And that's what Christ says is going to happen. He's going to vomit them out of his mouth. Then you look at the great martyrdom that takes place in chapter 6 of Revelation. Who are dying? The Christians. The believers in Jesus Christ. Then you look at chapter 7 of Revelation. The war coming against the Jewish people. The true Jewish people. The people that Christ has his eyes upon. Says that he has to seal them. Put a guard, put a seal, put an angel, put protection around these people. Not all of Israel. He doesn't say all of Israel. It says 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of Israel, of Jacob. It doesn't say all of the children of Israel. just these 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes. There's more in the book of Revelation about today, about our time, than you can imagine. Tells you about Barry Satoru coming back to power. Revelation 17, verse 11. The eighth king was of the seven. He gets two legal times as president. Again, I always ask the question, does he know? I don't know. I think to a degree he does. But does he know that he's got a great, powerful destiny in the future? Sure. Sure he does. And is he looking forward to it? Oh, yeah. There's another term for that person called the idle shepherd. In other words, he lets people run things for him. He's idle. He likes to take it easy. You might say play golf and basketball, and likes entertainment. He's idle shepherd. That's why he has in Revelation chapter 13, that individual number 8 is also in the book of Revelation chapter 13. And it says that he has a prophet, a false prophet, that handles all of the duties like a secretary. I have a friend that was from Argentina when Gregory was Pope. And this friend in Las Vegas, his cousin, his mother's sister's son, was a secretary to Gregory. Did everything for Gregory. He, before Francis, he made his appointments, had a date, a calendar, day schedule, so many minutes to meet this person, so many minutes to meet that person. Well, this coming individual has a secretary that does and doesn't keep dates and schedules, but this guy performs miracles, powerful miracles to deceive the world. Deception. To deceive the world, to bring laser light hotter than the sun from the sky, to dazzle people that don't know anything about this new weather warfare, these laser programs. He dazzles the people with witchcraft. He makes people throughout the world, throughout the earth, that want to serve the devil. He's there to take, just like I said in the last hour, Satan, when he met Christ in the desert after that, Satan went out to recruit. He went out to recruit people in families that would serve him. And he would grant them power and wealth. And then he would discard them. Like a tissue, like tissue paper, like a Kleenex, used and discarded. But he has a right to access any human being that's willing to serve him. And this is why Christ in the book of Revelation is going to use all of this prophecy, what I've been talking about in these last four programs, rehearsing over and over with each program. Pardon me. The book of Revelation, Christ is making it clear. He is at war with his enemy of mankind, with the enemy of Israel, with the enemy of the believers in the body of Christ. And he has power. He has great authority. He has angelic forces accompanying him to carry out these plans to destroy as many humans as possible. If you have been created in the likeness of Adam, you're a target. you created after and been fashioned after in resemblance and resembling God. You have free will. Christ is presenting himself to the world through the prophecies. And these prophecies are so evident that they're accurate. So evident that he is God. And his people are to reveal who he is to the people around them. We are his ambassadors. We are his kings. We are his priests. Our duty is to present to the people two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of heaven, the righteousness of the kingdom of heaven, the power and the justice of that kingdom, whereas you have injustice, you have power, you have unrighteousness, you have theft, you have murder, you have a kingdom of lies. It says that the children of the devil, they cannot stop stealing. They cannot help themselves. I watch these YouTubes where these people go into a Target, a Walmart, and they steal. 2 weeks later, they're back and they get caught a second time. Then they get back caught a third time. They can't help themselves. It's a demon. It's a spirit of theft. And in the book of Revelation, I think it's chapter 21, they will not repent of their murders. They have to kill. Of their thefts, of their lies. They can't help themselves. They are trained to lie. No matter, you ask them, is it white or black? They'll say, well, you know, it depends on what do you mean, white or black. They're trained to lie, to deceive, to adjust to any question so they don't answer the question. They lie. And their fornications. The sex, the perversion that occurs in the decade or the decades or in the time, from the time Israel becomes a nation, it increases. The perversion increases. The sex crimes increase. And now you hear of children being transported or trafficked from America to other nations, from other nations to America. It's just one big network. The sexual perversion, that's why they say they won't repent of their whoremongering. Sexual perversion will peak in the time in which we live. It's going to get worse in through the next 7.5 years. It's going to get worse. You think you've seen sexual perversion? You haven't seen anything yet. You're seeing basically what's hidden. You wait. What has been hidden is going to be, in this country, it's going to, eventually you're going to see it right on the streets. People raping little children right on the streets of America. And the police will do nothing. You're going to see sexual perversion on the streets of this country like you've never seen before. And you're going to see witchcraft on the streets of this country, witchcraft you cannot even imagine. Well, I'm finished with this program. God bless this audience. God bless this audience. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. The PetWap website, thispresenttruth.com. thispresenttruth.com. I have more on this matter of what's going to happen in 2026. I will have to cover it in the next program. So, bye for now.